It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Well, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Well, you sound like total hogwash like I do.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thanks for the compliment. I really...
you know what? I really...
Helps my self-esteem. It really does.
Do you have any left?
No. Oh, okay. Not much. So, well, yeah, it's a little sinus thing. I think I'm on day 8.
Yeah, I'm on day 10.
Day 10?
Yeah, yesterday was my worst day.
And Adam Hess has it, you know?
Well, so he's the one that gave it to us.
Probably. Yeah, we share everything here at WRCO.
No, we do. So. We do. We are trying to avoid Joanne for a while.
She's the only one that's healthy, I think.
I think she is, yeah. Well, if you call that healthy.
So far, she's staying. She's got her door locked in there.
Yeah, she does.
I don't blame her.
You had a good game last night?
We did.
Good for you.
Good game.
Yes.
Yeah, Richland Center and Black River Falls, and that was a fun game. Richland Center won. Want to congratulate a couple of area boys players who eclipsed 1,000 points in their career. Garrett Jennings at Weston.
That is outstanding. 1,000 points is a huge achievement.
Absolutely.
So, nice job, Garrett.
And Wes Cressinger at Highland.
Well, nice job, Wes.
1,000. So
good athletes too.
You bet.
Yeah. So I know Mr. Jennings. He will also be on the mound this year for the. Silver Eagles, so.
Both Wes and Garrett, they eclipsed me by about 969 points.
Well, really?
I think I had 31 from a career, so, yeah.
Was that in one game, or is that all 40
years? Yeah, that was in one game.
Oh, yeah.
No, so. No, it was the other way around. Usually, I usually got a point or two, you know, just somebody said, hey, look at that kid. But, you know, usually I had a point or two.
Did everybody cheer for you when you scored?
Yeah, they thought, you know, it was kind of, it was a rare thing.
Yeah, it was a rare thing. It was a rare thing that Phil needs all the floor.
Eighth grade basketball. My good buddy and classmate Scott Krine and I scored 40 points between us.
How many did you have?
He had 38.
Yeah, is that a ball?
And he passed the ball once on a fast break.
And that's the only reason you scored, or did you miss that one?
No, I got that one. Yeah, it was a bunny.
It was a bunny.
Right.
Yeah. Which good for you.
Didn't really mean much.
You know what? You know what?
You know what? I could say that. Yep. We had 40 points between us.
You did?
Yep. So, anyway, what's the quiz on today?
Today is the common cold and the kazoo.
Kind of fitting. I don't have my kazoo in here, I don't think.
No, but today is National Kazoo Day.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Yeah, sure. I love playing the kazoo.
Yeah, we're going to see how good you are.
Okay, sure.
All right, buddy, 10 questions on the common cold and the kazoo. Number one, how many colds do adults typically catch each year? Is it A, 1 to 2, B, 2 to 3, or C, 5 to 6?
All right. Seems like this year it's 5 to 6, I can tell you that.
Well, between us.
Yeah.
So, number 2, what is the best... Do you remember last year? We got the common cold in like week 2 of wrestling. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I sure do.
Yeah, that's when you dropped the hamburger all over my car that day. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little tired. I think I fell asleep eating my hamburger.
Yeah, you did, which is odd.
Yeah.
So number 2, what is the best treatment for the common cold, Philip? Is it A, rest and hydration, B, antibiotics, or C, antifungal medication? All right. Number 3, when are people most contagious with the common cold? Is it A, 1 week after symptoms begin, B, during the first 2 or 3 days of symptoms, or C, after the fever subsides? Okay.
All right.
Number 4.
4.
Which of the following is not recommended for treating the common cold? Is it A, getting plenty of rest, B, drinking fluids, C, taking antibiotics, or D, using a humidifier?
Which is not recommended?
Which is not recommended.
Okay.
All right. Number 5. What time of year is the common cold most prevalent? Is it A, spring and summer, B, fall and winter, C, summer only, or D, year-round with no seasonal pattern?
All right. All right.
All right.
What do you got?
or A, spring, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, six.
Oh, six.
Yeah, I'm good.
Number six, what do you need to do to make a kazoo to produce sound?
Ah.
Is it A, blow in it, B, hum into it, C, shake it, or D, tap it?
Okay.
Number seven, what age group is most likely to catch colds frequently? Is it, don't you just love how I put these in order?
Yeah, yeah. Is it from sharing a kazoo? Which could, you know, yeah. Certainly.
Which age group is most likely to catch colds frequently? Is it A, infants and young children, B, teenagers, adults aged 20 to 40, or D, seniors like you and myself?
Okay.
Number eight, which part of the body is primarily affected by the common cold? Is it A, lungs, B, upper respiratory tract, C, digestive tract, or D, cardiovascular system?
All right.
All right. Number niner, in which country was the kazoo invented? All right. Is it A, Germany, B, United States, C, France, or D, Italy?
Okay.
All right. What is the kazoo primarily used for in music, Philip? Is it A, creating a steady beat, B, adding a buzzing or humorous effect to melodies, or C, producing deep bass sounds, or D, mimicking percussion instruments?
All right,
that's it. Man.
10. Yeah. What do you spill over there?
All right, well, pens and Smarties and Dum Dums and Tootsie Roll.
Oh, sure. Your stash.
Your medication to get over the cold.
Secret stash.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have your kazoo with you?
I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
You can't find it?
No, I don't know what happened to it. Somebody stole it, I think.
Joanne.
Probably.
Yeah, Joanne.
But you know, you can get the same sound out of playing a comb. And kids these days don't know how to play a comb. A lot of people don't carry a comb anymore. But you just put a little piece of paper over the comb,
mm-hmm.
and you hum into that. Tickles your lips a little bit, but it's the same sound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. I kind of perfected playing the comb over the years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that a poor man's kazoo?
It is. Can't afford a kazoo, so you play your comb.
Yeah. All right. Number one, how many colds do adults typically catch each year, Philip? Is it A, 1 to 2, B, 2 to 3, or C, 5 to 6?
I went with 1 to 2.
No, it's 2 to 3.
Two to three.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I got you on the first one again.
Yeah.
Not very nice of me, is it?
No. I was thinking the other one, but I thought, yeah. You know,
yeah.
If you wash your hands and, you know.
You still catch the cold. I understand you wash your hands, you limit it, but.
Yep. Yeah, I've been washing them like
crazy. I have too.
And you still gave it to me, so.
Wow. What is... What is the best treatment for the common cold, Philip? Is it A, rest and hydration, B, antibiotics, or C, antifungal medication?
That'd be rest and hydration.
Something that we don't get here.
No. Thanks, Dr. Bray.
Yep. Number three, when are people most contagious with the common cold? Is it A, after 1 week of symptoms, B, during the first 2 to 3 days of symptoms, or C, after the fever subsides?
B
it is, during the first 2 to 3 days of symptoms.
Yeah, don't be kissing.
Yes.
Yep.
Number four, which of the following is not recommended for treating the common cold? Is it A, getting plenty of rest, B, drinking fluids, C, taking antibiotics, or D, using a humidifier?
C.
That's correct. Do not take antibiotics for the cold.
Three in a row, baby.
Number seven, or six. What do you need? No,
five.
What time of the year is the common cold most prevalent? Is it A, spring and summer, B, fall and winter, or C, summer only, or D, year-round with no seasonal patterns?
Well, I kind of debated a little bit because I think you can get them year-round, mm-hmm. but I went fall or winter.
That is correct. Fall and winter is the most common. And I usually get one in the spring. I don't know why, but I do. And it just, I think it has allergies and everything else together, so.
Summer colds are horrendous.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
Because you can't get rid of them.
Right.
All right, number six. What do you need to make a kazoo produce sound? Do you blow in it, hum in it, shake it, or tap it?
You hum in it.
You hum in it. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't have a comb. Something like that.
Do you need a comb for your hair?
Well, not right now.
Yeah, you look good.
But I got a cut.
You did. You look good.
I did. I got it. And you got yours cut, too. Yeah. So I couldn't tell, but you did. You said you went to the barber and got a cut. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks good.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's about the only thing that looks good on me right now.
Right, right.
All right, buddy. Number seven?
Seven, yes.
What age group is most likely to catch colds frequently? Is it infants and young children? Is it teenagers, adults aged 20 to 40, or seniors, Philip?
I would say it's the young set.
It is the young ones. It is.
Yep.
Which part of the body is primarily affected by the common cold? Is it lungs, upper respiratory tract, digestive system, or the cardiovascular system?
Upper respiratory.
It is. Yeah. Yep. Nice job.
All right. Thank you.
Number nine. In which country was the kazoo invented, Philip? Was it Germany, United States, France, or Italy?
I went with Germany.
No.
Oh!
U.S.
Missed it by that much.
You even had it right.
I know, and I changed my answer.
Why would you change your answer?
I don't know. I just, you know, that was my first instinct, but then I'm like, no, U.S. would be almost too obvious.
No, it was the U.S. I mean, look at the stuff that we produce. The kazoo.
Well, that's quality. Although it's probably made in China.
Probably.
I would guess it is. Maybe invented here.
Maybe. Yeah. Number 10. What is the kazoo primary use for in foreign music? Is it A, creating a steady beat, B, adding a buzzing or humorous effect to melodies, C, producing deep bass sounds, or mimicking percussion instruments?
I would say it would be B.
It is B, adding a buzzing or humorous effect to melodies. Woo! Now, my question to you is the kazoo and the jug pretty much the same thing?
Kazoo and the jug?
Yeah, you know. No. I understand that doesn't make the same noise, different instrument.
Right. The jug kind of keeps time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Kazoo can take lead.
Okay.
You can take the melody, you know, and take the lead. And it has been played on a few famous songs over the years, too.
Give me one.
You're 16 by Ringo Starr. You know who played the kazoo?
No.
Paul McCartney.
Really?
Yep. Number one hit.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So any country songs with the kazoo?
Oh, there probably are, if I think about it. I'm guessing it'd be like a comedy song, you know, kind of a corny song. But I'll have to give that some thought.
Because the Darlings used to play the...
Oh, yeah, sure. They played the jug, too. And when they would come out of the hills and visit Mayberry.
Oh, good old grandpa. All right, buddy.
Sounds
good,
man.
I hope you have a good day.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, be kind. And you know what? Just be kind today.